and welcome to another episode of LID Radio Podcast. Today on our Inside Knowledge series, we're talking to Anthony Tazgall, better known as Taz. Taz is a lecturer, speaker and strategist whose main occupation is advertising and marketing. He specialises in storytelling, behavioural economics and insights, and greatly enjoys etymology and comedy. He is the author of award-winning books, The Storytelling Book, The Inspiratorium, and most recently, Incitations. Today on the episode, Taz will be telling us 5 inspiring methods to kickstart your creative thinking. Now over to Taz.
Hello, my name is Taz, Anthony Tazgall. I'm the author of The Storytelling Book, and then Inspiratorium, followed by recently the new ebook. Well, it's available as an ebook at the moment, coming out as a proper physical book in August. A book called Incitations, which is a collection of expressions, words, sayings, anecdotes, acronyms, and why I still think they're relevant and powerful and insightful. So let me just talk for a couple of minutes about some areas of creativity that I think would actually suit most people if they could follow them to the T, rather than ending up with sort of monotonous, homogenized, standardized products, services, websites, and communication. So let me just come up with a few examples taken from largely from the Inspiratorium and also from Incitation. So I'm just going to look at sort of 5 thoughts. And if I do it in 2 chunks, I'll do it in 2 chunks. Let's see how the mood takes me. So first of all, let me talk about some of the barriers. I think some of the barriers to innovation and creativity are quite straightforward, which is the tendency to just sort of repeat, the tendency to sort of live comfortably within the assumptions and conventions of a particular market or a particular brand. And we see it all the time. We see sort of advertising conventions which are slavishly followed. You know, if I ask you now just to pause for a moment and just tell me, give me some, I don't know, some things that you always see in a car ad. Okay, you're probably thinking winding roads, film shot from above, Tuscan hillside, man driving, possibly a woman, but if she's there, she's all decoration, ornamental value. And we all know that, and those are the typical sort of cliches and conventions. By the way, if it's an urban car ad, there has to be graffiti on a wall. Don't ask me why. And why does that happen? That's because people just assume there are certain things in a market or a form of communication which they have to talk about. So when I was growing up as a baby account planner in ad agencies, sometime during the Napoleonic Wars, there was a man called Stanley Pollitt who set up an agency called Bose Massimi Pollitt, BMP. Any ad folk listening will hopefully look on that as the sort of golden era. And Pollitt had a view that brands had to do 2 things. They had to be what he called the relevant distinctive. So they had to be relevant. They had to talk about, you know, the market, the benefits, the needs that people had in that particular sector, but they also had to be distinctive. Now, here's my thing. I think he was right in lots of ways, but I think 30 years ago, the need to be distinctive was probably less pronounced than it is now, because everything has exploded. There are so many choices, so many pretty much equivalent options for every brand and product and service. And my fear is what's happened is we've got this great barrier to increment to innovation, which is the fact that as everything has become more homogenized, it becomes easier to fall into the trap of saying we must be relevant. We must be relevant to what people need at the expense of being distinctive. Yes, there has to be something which is motivating, which draws people in to use your service or your product. But I think we need to swing the pendulum a bit more to the other side. We've got to be more distinctive. My second barrier is what I call saltation versus incrementalism. And for those of you who aren't followers of Charles Darwin or evolutionary biology, fossil record, and there may be the old one listening, I don't know. Darwin, by the way, is a great hero of mine. If there's time, I'll talk about him later. He talks about the fossil record and biological evolution. He says there's a sort of spectrum. There are things that happen incrementally, incrementalism, very, very, very small changes within the sort of the gene pool. So a species or a genus will very, very gradually change, literally over generations, possibly hundreds of thousands of years. So the other end of the spectrum from gradual, slow incrementalism is what Darwin calls saltation, which means to leap or to jump. And any of you who speak or study the Romance languages will see it's sauter in French, saltar in Spanish, and saltare in Italian. Again, the word meaning to jump. And for me, that's true innovation, the idea that it's not just small, gradual, expected change. It's about radical, innovative, unexpected, black swan, if you like, type change. So how can we promote, how can we create a culture which generates saltation? Well, let me come back to part two and I'll give you some tips about how I think we can achieve that. Thanks for listening. This is Taz and hope to see you for part two.
Thank you to Taz. I hope that's helped everyone get their creative juices flowing. Taz is also recording a part two, so do keep your eyes peeled for that. Keep an eye on our social media at Lib Publishing, where you'll find out about more episodes from experts such as Taz, as well as new books and events and thought leadership. Take care and see you next time on Lid Radio Podcast.